No doubt marriage licenses will be sold like dog licenses, good for a period of 12 months, with no law against changing dogs or keeping more than one animal at a time. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, if this was a glimpse of the future in 1932, well, Aldous Huxley wasn't too far away.
John, he made this comment in the foreword to his novel Brave New World. The story projected far into the future, but even Huxley was surprised to see the rate society was accelerating in this direction.
And a lack of respect for a marriage contract reflects a lack of respect for any kind of absolute moral authority.
Huxley grew up in a family that rejected belief in God and celebrated science as the ultimate source of authority. However, the morality of science, free from biblical boundaries, becomes the morality of some scientists, which means a culture, guided by science, struggles to give consistent guidelines on any moral question, including marriage, to be or not to be, to whom or to how many.
So when God is rejected, absolute moral boundaries are erased, and we're kind of left looking at a blank page.
Not for long. It's just a question of who picks up the pen first. In Brave New World, one character draws the lines where we see them today. He says, "You can't learn a science unless you know what it's all about, whereas moral education ought never in any circumstances to be taught as rational." But if morality is not rational, you just follow your feelings, because when there's no absolute moral authority, it all comes down to us. As scripture says, in those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan is ultimate truth for ordinary people. More at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.